Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, December 22nd.
Grey Bruce OPP have identified the victim of a fatal house fire in Meaford. OPP say on November 27th, just before 11 at night, Intertownship and Chatsworth firefighters, the OPP and Grey County paramedics responded to a report of a structure fire on the 10th concession in Meaford. Police say one person was removed from the residence and pronounced deceased on the scene. They have been identified as 81-year-old Eldon Link of Meaford. OPP say their investigation continues. Public Health Grey Bruce says following provincial direction, COVID-19 case and contact management will now focus on high-risk settings like hospitals, long-term care and retirement homes, and shelters. The health unit says it will continue to contact all cases in Grey Bruce to inform them of positive results and conduct an initial assessment. Individuals not deemed to be high risk will be referred for follow-up to the province. The health unit says as cases continue to rise at a rapid rate, the provincial workforce will be reaching out to those who have tested positive and asking them to notify their close contacts directly. They say if you receive that call, please follow the isolation recommendations. Cases that are not in high-risk settings will be provided with details on testing and isolation and instructions about how to identify and inform their close contacts. The health unit says household contacts of positive cases need to stay home and isolate regardless of their vaccination status. It has posted updated information on its website. The federal government announced today it will temporarily expand eligibility for the new Canada Worker Lockdown Benefit. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland made the announcement this afternoon. Freeland says the government will temporarily expand the definition of a lockdown so federal wage and rent support programs are available to workers and businesses that have capacity restrictions of 50% or more. Freeland says employers who have to reduce capacity will be eligible for wage and rent subsidy support. For workers, Freeland says there's a lockdown benefit available if you work in a region with capacity restrictions of 50% or more, and if you've lost 50% or more of your income due to restrictions.
You can qualify for the Canada Worker Lockdown Benefit. This benefit will put $300 a week in your pocket to supplement your lost wages.
Freeland says the expansion is effective as of December 19th, last Sunday, and will continue until February 12th, 2022.
Saugeen Shores police say stolen cremated remains have been returned. Police say back on December 14th, they investigated a break and enter at the T.A. Brown Funeral Home in Port Elgin, where two sets of cremated remains were stolen. Police say it was suspected the responsible person or people were unaware of what they had stolen, as the cremated remains were contained in nondescript boxes. Saugeen Shores police say today the owner of the funeral home found the missing remains had been safely returned to the business property. Police say they were returned anonymously and they don't know if the person who returned them was involved in the break and enter. They say the incident is still under investigation and anyone with information is asked to call Saugeen Shores Police or Crime Stoppers. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 145 points to 20,070. The Dow Jones is up 261 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.89 U.S. cents, up 45 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $72.97, up $1.85 a barrel.
In sports, the NHL and the Players Association have formally announced they will not participate in the Olympic Games. The NHL itself is now idle until Monday. The Leafs at Columbus are among the games scheduled for Monday. The WOAA senior hockey game tonight in Port Elgin has been canceled. The Shallow Lake Crushers were to be the visitors. They were to go against the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors game that was scheduled for tonight in Chicago is postponed as the team has a number of players in COVID-19 protocol and they don't have the required eight players left for the game. The BrokerLink Insurance Grey Bruce Major Curling League is set to go tonight in Paisley. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.